we are not here to talk about non-human primates or other kinds of things. Another thing is that data is really under pressure because of the Snowden case and because some, pre-existing safeguards and protective measures have a risk of being repealed. There's been an advice from the Parliament that was voted, and they put what is called safe harbor under pressure. So if you have the occasion to go and see what is safe harbor, it was a sort of safe haven for data exchange between the European member states and non-European member states, specifically Canada and the United States. And there is a sort of pressure on this safe haven. So the other thing is that what happened between 2009 and today is that you've got a lot of new challenges. I've heard Han and all the different speakers talking about archives. Well, it's good to have the environment of the way the data is collected, but it's also good to have in mind the technical environment. Because if you start to archive things and use the open access policy to provide this data, you must be aware that because of certain new challenges, such as big data, well, we will put you in a sort of risky position. Because if you provide more than 13 information on one single individual, you will simply provide the clear identity of this person. We only need to cross 13 little pieces of information, and I don't mean the address, I mean important identifiers, but things as simple as political opinion and all those kind of things, or gender. So very, very, very little pieces of information. If you have 13 pieces of information on one person, you have the name of the person, without any doubt. So we call it minutiae, 13 minutiae, 13, and you have a 99.99999 chances of getting the real identity of the person. So it's okay to have the research environment, but don't forget about the technical environment, because it's even more important, specifically in open access environment, which is the one researchers are fighting for. The other thing is deduplication. Who has a USB key here? Come on, don't be shy. Okay. Do you have a disk on your computer? Of course. How many USB keys have you got? USB keys have you got? A dozen? Okay, you ended up the duplication. People are keeping their data. So you've got tons of same pieces of data that have been deduplicated. The meaning is that you're not only providing one source of data, but billion sources of data. And this is a risk. And if you see the numbers, I mean, it's just nature. Another thing is the security challenges. In the next 12 months, this is going to happen to you. The Plessy presentation is going to be provided, so don't bother to look at all the numbers. And finally, research methodologies have changed. And we forgot about one thing, is that, we are here in a new generation using data like in the past people used recording and those kind of things, and merging data, and they just don't consider that they have ethical risk around this data usage. So there is a new context, not only research context, but technical and research environment context. And this really needs to be in your mind when you're talking about data archiving. I mean, it is not to be pain in the ass, I'm sorry to be so brute, but it is not to be pain in the ass that we ask you to assess the ethical risk. It's only to avoid you to be sued. Because if you don't do it, like the Americans don't do it, they're paying millions to lawyers, which is good for lawyers, and millions in fees. And we don't want, in Europe, research money to go into lawyers' pockets, and we don't want research money to go into fees. That's why we asked you to do it before. So we are not here to be, to stop you doing research. And there is this fantasy saying, oh, but those guys, they are stopping, and there's no way, we're not stopping you. We just want you to get your research money into research. So it's, sorry to be so catch, but I'm minister. So what is the ethics assessment procedure in the commission? Well, there's a pre-screening, which is done by EU officials. Then there's a screening by independent experts, and it's not one expert, it's at least two, three experts that are looking at your project and say, okay, those guys, they have no ethical issues, or, well, they do have some. And in some case, you go to what is called the full review. And in, for some topics, like non-human primates, it's absolutely compulsory. For other topics, like, well, data gathering, for example, it's only in serious cases. Health is a serious case. If you are working on health records, it's a serious case. I can give you example. For example, of what is called data misuse. Because in certain countries, researchers have started to release in open access lots of data, insurance companies could identify patients with serious pathologies by their name. And in the end, they started to exclude these patients from insurance. So it's serious. I mean, if you are working on pseudonymized or pseudonymously anonymized data, well, don't ever think it is anonymized, because there is the possibility of reverse engineering. There's a more the more data you have, the more data you're merging. There's a very strong possibility of reverse engineering, and in the end, well, you are the person providing the information, so you might be the person being sued. Fortunately, before you, there is the insurance company. So the insurance company was sued before the researcher in the States. But it's not certain it will be the case in Europe. Our thing is the follow-up. It's not, well, it has been wrongly called an audit. It is not an audit, it is a follow-up. I mean, you won't have men in black with, you know, the suits coming to you, looking at you and saying, oh, you're really badly using data. No way. It's only, you know, nice people. Isidorus was supposed to be here, and he's one of those nice people trying to, you know, make you understand that maybe your process might not be so good. So don't be afraid. Important aspect is that now, and this is a novelty, the fundamental charter of European citizen is now a legal reference, which was not the case. So it's not only the data protection and privacy directive that is the legal reference, but another bunch of directives that you need to implement in your research project, like the e-privacy directive and all those kind of directives. Usually you think that because you comply with the data protection and privacy directive, you're okay. Well, I'm sorry, you're not, because of the fundamental charter. So the great thing about those things, it's the ex ante process, and there is a focus on what is indeed implemented on the project, and if what is indeed implemented is ethically compliant. The other thing is that it's a four phases project, so there is a lot of pre-work before getting to you and being, you know, pain in the ass and auditing you. The good thing is that this ex ante system will reduce time to funding drastically, so you won't wait for ages to get your money. Now it's in the treaty, and the maximum is 9 months, but there are 10 to 6 months, so it's quite good, because I don't know if, how many of you have already asked money to the European Commission? Nobody? You did? I know, you did also. And you waited a long time, 1 year? Ages, whatever. So now they cannot do that. I mean, they're supposed to give the money, I mean, it's in the treaty, so. So it's a very, very good year. But it is made possible because of these bunches of ex ante processes. And also there is the possibility of auto-evaluation. So we are going, the commission is going to provide you with a lot of tools. Well, we are working, that's why I make this sort of shortcut, because we are working for the commission to provide you this different kind of tools. Is it okay for the speed? So, what are the auto-evaluation tools? Well, you've got two types. You've got guidelines or toolkits, and you've got, guess what, because we are really, really trendy, so you've got smartphone applications that you can freely download. So either you've got an Apple iPhone or you've got an Android smartphone, well, you can do the things on your smartphone. You don't even have to get a computer. So you guys, you don't have any kind of excuse. So what were the guidelines? You have 10 questions to see if you have any kind of data-related risk. you've got context and explanation section. So how to fill the different part of the ethical table, the ethical issue table, and all those kind of things is explained, and the context is also explained. And finally, a glossary. So all the bad words I've been using, you know, like big data and all those kind of things, well, everything is explained, social engineering or reverse engineering, those kind of things, everything is explained in the glossary. So you don't even have to ask questions. Everything is explained. And sorry, it's only in English for the time being. So what are the questions? Well, you will see we have a focus on the type of data, the permission. There was this big discussion concerning consent yesterday. Well, there is a big focus on consent and assent and re-consent. Why? Because if, for example, you're collecting data on children, you have more and more a legal environment saying you need to re-consent the minor when the minor is turning into, well, is getting his majority. And you cannot use the data if you don't have the capacity to re-consent. But then there is a problem of anonymization. How do you reconsent a kid if you don't have the name of the kid? So the meaning of that is that you're supposed to keep it, in a way, the information, the link between the identity and the data at some place. It cannot be the same place. Because if there is a hacking, which is a quite common thing, well, the identity of the person, specifically the kid, will be made available. So you need to think your process and archiving process ex ante again, so that you don't fell into this very dangerous risk of identity disclosure. And we are asking you these questions. We're asking, how is your process? How did you build your process? Where is the data stored? And all those kind of things. So the different data sources also identify, if you identify or not the data sources, do you have also those data protection officers and all those kind of things? I mean, everything is asked to you. So in the end, you made aware. After that, you do whatever you want, but at least you're made aware. Data transfer, of course, and all those kind of things. So here, well, oh, merging of data sets. This is directly linked to big data. Have you ever merged a data set? Yes? What happened? Yeah. First of all, what you realize that usually when you merge data set, first of all, you are deduplicating data, because of course the data sets were not built the same. So you've got tens of thousands of data, you think that your data is again raw data, which is not the case, and you're creating false data, not qualified data or unqualified data. I mean, on a data point of view, the data is false if it's not properly merged or collected. And the big problem that we have encountered in research is that a lot of, I mean, the researchers are not bad people. I mean, you're quite honest. You just don't realize that on a technical point of view, the merging system, because you think that data is a simple thing and you can merge everything, in the end you get information which is on which you work, which is not true. So all the quality, the commission said is that you need also to consider the quality of what you're producing. Because in the end, this might link to research misconduct. You see that if you see the link. So be careful. I mean, data is not a simple matter. It's very, very, very sensitive. And we've seen yesterday people explaining the way they're building the data sets. But it was on an intellectual point of view, it was absolutely perfect. But the technical grounds were not described. You need to be aware of the technical issues. You need to have a technical guy with you. I'm not saying that because I'm an engineer by training. Yes. So here you have all the information. Second part, the context. I'm going quickly because, I mean, the document is available online anyway. Well, will be soon because, you know, we're passing all the political aspects. So will be soon available online. And then you will have the capacity to access everything. So I won't go in detail in all the questions and those kind of things. The context. So why did we focus on the context? Because we want you to have all the information on ethics, law. Don't make a mixing between ethics and law. Risk management, legal compliance, and also, again, avoiding research misconduct, which is the new hot topic. because of several issues that were raised during the last framework program. So privacy, confidentiality, and data protection, those are linked. If you start merging data sets and merging data sets and merging data sets, in the end, you will have privacy breach. And if you have privacy breach, you might get sued. So we're not here, again, to stop you making research. We want you to realize that merging, in the end, generates usually big problems. Issue, well, support to help to fill in the ethics table. The new framework, do you know there is something being done in Europe? Have you heard about the novel legal framework that is going to be implemented? You know that there is a revision of the directive that is being implemented. Have you heard of the content of this revision? Okay, big lines, major line is, again, I'm going to focus on money, I'm sorry about that. If you're not comply, 1 million automatic fee. So this is big. The other thing, so which is for me much more important, it will no longer be a directive. It is going to be a regulation. What is a regulation? It means direct applicability in all member states. So you guys in Germany are lucky. Why? Because you've got the Datenschutz, and it's very, 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 very severe. Whereas more liberal countries, like the UK, well, they might need some adaptation. So, data protection in the context, data protection in the context of, so we're looking about the also informed consent, I've already talked about that, misuse and dual use, and the technical aspect, I've already talked about that. So, the glossary. So the glossary, two important aspects, general principle and technical aspects. So we are not leaving you. And if you want to have fun, here is the link. You can download your app and surf and make fun. I mean, it's freely available, so please feel free to use it. And here you are. Thank you for your attention. I'm sorry for the end, for being seasick at the end. And when it's going to be open, you're going to be informed. Feel free to use it. Feel free to import. Feel free to even copy and paste the definition if you want to in your project. Thank you for your attention, and I hope it was interesting for you.